Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.
So you made it through Christmas. Hopefully you enjoyed it. It depends on so many things, I know, but I hope you had a really blessed time and that you really sense the Lord's love for you, because he loves you. He loves you so much. And as we finish the 12 Ways of Christmas for the Grieving, that's our series, I want to encourage you with tip number 12. The trials of 2012 did not and do not indicate a reduction in God's love for you. He loves you, and he promises to make things right in the end. So just enjoy his unchanging love for you. Now, I know there's a lot of pressure, you know, New Year's and all this stuff about, you know, New Year, new you and all that. But to be honest, God loves you just the way you are. God loves you so much just the way you are. And he will take you, you know, in his arms and help you to do the right thing and go on the right path as you lean on him, as you obey him, as you experience his presence. That's just the ultimate. And so as we are kind of just, you know, reflective on 2012, no matter what happened, God loves you no matter what happened. It's absolutely so amazing to realize that. And then there's this pressure on making a change to your physical appearance for the new year. Now, I'm all for health stuff. In fact, I'm sort of affectionately known in my family as a health nut. But, you know, I really just view it as a way of taking care of yourself so that your loved ones have you as long as possible, and you're able to help other people. Because if you take care of yourself, you're able to take care of other people and be used by the Lord to help others. And even if you have health problems, I've certainly had my share in 2012. I've had to go to specialists and all that quite a bit, even though I did everything I possibly could in the health department. And even then, God can use you. I've experienced opportunities in waiting rooms and with nurses. I remember one appointment in this health journey of mine, I wound up praying with a nurse whose ex-husband was suddenly, you know, basically on the radar by the police as having threatened her life. I mean, so I was able to pray with her and just sort of give some encouraging counsel from the, because she already had done things, you know, to ensure her safety. But I was just encouraging her on an emotional and spiritual level. Actually, it was the Lord encouraging her through me. It has nothing to do with me. So no matter what you've experienced in 2012, be it bad health or good health, I do encourage you to do all you can to take care of yourself. And with a resolution, I simply encourage you to resolve to let the Lord set your resolutions this year and find your identity in him, that he loves you no matter what you weigh, how you look, which job you have or had. He loves you no matter who left you, who rejected you. He welcomes you with open arms and just wants to love you. And we, in with a loving response, obey him. You know, let's obey him out of our love for him. That's what makes the Christian life so beautiful. Because life is found in Jesus alone. And when you love him, you want to do the things. It's not oppressive to obey him. It's actually expressive of love for him. So for the new year, I'm going to share a scripture that will actually remain eternally true. And it's from Romans 8, 38 through 39. Take God's word for it. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow, praise the Lord. We have His love forever. As believers, we are eternally secure in Christ. But you have to receive Him. You have to come to Him on the Lord's terms, not your own. Today, there's a fad about, oh, I'm just spiritual, I'm not religious. Well, you know, that just doesn't impress your Creator, because He created you. He has a very personal love for you. He wants you 100%, and His ways really are protective. They're not oppressive. Turn to Jesus. Turn from trying to come up with something your own, because it doesn't work. When you meet God after you die, it just doesn't wash to say anything goes, because you know what? He is God and we're not. I know that's very simple, but very true. So remember John 3:16, how He sent Jesus to bear our sins on the cross, conquer death and sin for us, and then He rose again for us. We don't want to reject that. We want to accept that. Accept Jesus. Don't reject Him. He's willing to accept you. Let's come to Him now. Heavenly Father, we're sorry for depending on other things. We confess that we have done everything but go to You when we've needed You most. Lord, I just pray right now for those that are so close to receiving You. I pray for those who already know You but who have kind of drifted. I pray that everyone, including myself, would be drawn so close to You that we just see only You and share that beautiful sight of You with other people. Lord, I welcome You in our hearts. I pray with those to welcome You in their hearts, Lord. Jesus, please be Savior and Lord. We accept the gift of eternal life. We accept You, Lord Jesus, and what You did on the cross for us. We welcome You into our hearts and lives and this new year and beyond. Lord, You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we accept what You did. We repent, we turn to You, we confess You as Savior and Lord. We bless Your name. We thank You for 2012, even though it included stuff that really we didn't understand. We know that the main thing is that You understand us and love us, and we receive that love, and we love You too. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, I just wish you a very happy, blessed new year, and that you will encounter God's character and learning about Him in new ways from His Word. He is so beyond description wonderful. I could go on and on, but I have a limited amount of time right now. So I just encourage you to keep looking up. Look up to Jesus. He's there. Look up to the Lord. He loves you. Happy New Year.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.